But finally, it's worth looking at the racial element here, because one of the reasons offered by the mostly white blogosphere for paying less attention to the Hamilton controversy is that, in the words of the Daily Beast's Aaron Gloria Ryan, quote, "a stage full of empowered and talented black and brown people openly questioning the ability of a conservative white man to effectively lead them," close quote, is one of those things that doesn't play well with the aggrieved red state populist. Now, the message delivered by Brandon Victor Dixon, he's Aaron Burr in the show, to the real-life vice president-elect was this, quote, "We, sir, we are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights. We truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us," close quote. Well, that's a critique that gets to the heart of what's wrong with Trumpism more clearly than any number of stories about hotel bribery. The suggestion that talented black and brown people should refrain from making such criticisms, or that when made, the rest of us should try to ignore them in order to avoid offending white racists, is a much bigger scandal than who's renting rooms in the Trump Hotel.